What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and you're checking into Patch Chat. All right, and now for the good stuff. Everybody, help me welcome Mr. Lawrence Guy. Ovation.
Right?
Guys, he hasn't even done anything yet. Go ahead and sit down. Oh. All right, man, how you feeling?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Can't complain. That's good.
Now, nice weather outside.
It's gorgeous outside today. It's a positive. Lawrence Guy is the name. Larry Guy, what's the nickname?
Nothing has to do with Larry.
No. Can't call you Uncle Larry?
No.
Okay.
There's only a couple people that call me Larry.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your mother one?
No.
Oh.
Nobody in my family.
So what's the nickname?
I don't really have one. They call me the cable guy sometimes.
The cable guy?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I've also been called the trash man, you know, garbage man. All these weird
nicknames.
Are these
all football references, I'm hoping, or is this?
Who knows?
Who knows? We may never know.
We may never.
All right, so let's talk about your background. You grew up in Vegas.
I did.
How was that? To me, that might be a little bit of a distraction. Were you hitting the strip?
You know, at that young age, you know, they let us do everything on the strip. They don't mind at all.
Come on, little kids. Come
you
gamble.
Know? They're like, just go ahead and pull the slot machine. If
right.
you win,
yeah.
we'll just take it away from you.
Yeah, seriously. But how is it? I mean, it has to be a little different growing up in Vegas.
Well, everything's open 24 hours, so you get to see the uniqueness of a 24-hour city. Now, when you come out to Foxborough and everything closes around 9,
yeah.
it's a little different.
Things shut down early around here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you went from Vegas to Arizona State.
I did.
A little hot there.
It's the same.
Yeah, I've been to Arizona State a few times. It's a party school.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you never went to any single party.
Never.
Now, I know you're married and you have a baby. Did you find the love of your life in Arizona?
I didn't.
Where did you find her? Where'd you pick her up at?
I picked her up in, you know, Miami with a mutual friend.
Smart
it was,
man.
You know, connected us. It was great.
Okay. And now we have one baby?
We do. We got one baby girl, Adriana.
Okay.
She just turned, what's today?
Today is Tuesday.
Sure. She's 13 weeks in a couple of days.
Look at you. Craziest
yeah.
or slash hardest part of being a dad? Because DJ Khaled says he has to change a lot of diapers. Are you doing that as well?
It's not the changing of the diaper. It's like, hey, you think you got a pee diaper, and you open it up, it's just poo everywhere.
It's just a surprise.
It's just
yeah,
so much
you
poo.
Never, yeah.
It's like, how much poo is it? Like, you can't think this little human made all this poo.
You're like, what are you feeding this child?
That's what I'm saying. It's just poo everywhere.
So is being a dad most likely your greatest accomplishment thus far? Because I know you've played on a bunch of different teams, and now you're here, you're a Patriot, but I'm assuming,
at
least lie to me and tell me being a dad is the best thing ever.
Greatest thing ever when you get to wake up, kiss your baby goodbye and wake her up by accident and mom has to sit there and mess with her and you get to leave, it's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go to practice, but I'm sure some days practice is harder than being at home with the babes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
of
yeah.
course. You know, getting hit by everybody ain't fun.
Yeah. Now, how is it to be a Patriot and play under Coach Belichick?
It's
different?
Amazing. It's amazing. Now, everybody talks about being a Patriot, but when you get to experience it, it's like, oh, I'm a Patriot. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would feel pretty dope saying that. Let's go to the kids for some questions. You got one?
Hi, I'm Janelle Lewis, and
hey.
My question is, what is the difference between your college football experience and your NFL experience so far?
It's a lot more studying. It's a lot faster in the NFL. College was like, oh, okay, I get to go to class, I get to do this. NFL, like, this is everything. I wake up, I study, I sleep, I study, then I get to go hit people, and it's a lot faster being hit by somebody over there than here.
Yeah, because we can't just hit people and it's okay. He can. Okay? Positives.
Hi, my name is Igor, and my question is, up to now, who has made the biggest difference in your life?
Ooh,
the biggest difference in my life? Oh, man. Up to now, I would say my dad made a big difference in my life. And pretty much, I say my whole family has. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And my wife could contribute to that also. I wouldn't be where I'm in my position if it wasn't for meeting her, getting me to act right.
Smartest thing you've said all day. Next question.
Hi, my name is Brandon. My question is, did you play any sports before football or just football was your only sport?
I thought I was going to go all pro in soccer. Yeah.
I could just tell.
I was never the goalie. They couldn't let me be the goalie. But soccer, I got handles. You should see me on FIFA. before all the updates and stuff, the old FIFA.
Next question, guys.
My name is Joshua, and I just want to ask, how many countries have you been in?
Oh, man. Let me see.
That's an intense question. There you go.
I want to say three. Three in like a three-week span. They started just going, you know, Spain, a bit of Italy. Oh, man, what else did I go to? I went to some other places just by train, you know. It was a great experience. Different cultures. It's awesome.
I got to ask, since you're pretty exposed right now, favorite tattoo on your body?
Favorite one?
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot, but...
Oh, man. So, if you haven't realized, all on the right side.
Yeah, I do see. What's the significance there?
I always wanted the right side done. You know, I leave the left side for my family, so I got mostly all family on it. The favorite one so far, I have to think about the ones on my back, too.
The back, too? Oh, this could take a while. I don't want to...
You know, I will say I got my infinity sign I got right here. Me and my wife got this together. So I said this one and this one, we both got the same tattoo, probably my two favorites so far. I got to see it right there every time.
Can we get an all together? That's so sweet.
What I want to ask. Oh, hi, my name is Marcia, and I wanted to know, as a superstar or super football player, when you go out, people must approach you, and how do you react about that? And if you have a funny story about that, too?
You know, I react like normally. It all depends on what situation I'm in. I say hello or whatnot, but if I'm in a situation where I just want to be, just go out, I tell them I'm a plumber. And they look at me, I'm like, oh, you do plumbing? I'm like, yeah, I do plumbing. And one time, I told an Uber driver I was a construction worker. And I did all this stuff, and he got into details about it. And by the time we got in a five-minute conversation, he knew I had no idea what I was talking about. He's like, you don't play construction, do construction. I was like, you're right. I do real estate. It didn't plan out that fast. It was a 15-minute drive and him just staring in the rear view like, you don't do none of that.
So for everybody checking in at home, we're currently on live on Facebook. So if any of you guys at home have any questions, make sure you comment below and let us know. Now, I got to ask, today's an off day. I see you got your J's on. You're in your casual wear. What shows do you watch? It's 2017. I'm a big show gal. I don't know if you guys are DVRing, but is there any shows that you cannot miss?
Right now, I just binge watched Stranger Things. Like, just binge watched that on Netflix. This Is Us.
You
watched
do not.
This Is Us.
Guys, this is a moment. Do you cry?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
I no, haven't no met tears. A human that watches it. Who watches This Is Us? Does anybody watch it? I'm watching and I'm like, it's such a sad show.
Did you guys cry?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Okay, Stranger Things, This Is Us, two faves.
Let me see. I'm in Hunter X right now. Hunter X.
Never heard
Hunter.
Of it.
It's an anime. It's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big into cartoons, yeah. Dragon Ball Z Super. You know, I'm catching up on the Dragon Ball Z Super. Life was tough.
There we
go. You
know,
ballers like everybody else.
I was going to say, The Rock, everyone loves that one. Do we have any more questions? Stranger Things 2 comes out Halloween, so get ready. I'm glad you caught up. Halloween release date.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Tyler. All right, would you rather take a pill that give you the body of Captain America so you'd have no consequences when you play football, or would you rather take a pill that give you the IQ of Tony Stark so you'd be outwit all your opponents?
Jeez, that's a great question.
Preparation. Love that.
My God.
Oh,
you know? I'm a Captain America fan, too. I got the shield on the back.
That's great!
You should have saw me at the first Captain America movie. I had to get up to date on my Marvel.
Yes!
You know, if we're going straight into how the comics are and everything...
Yes.
I'm going to do Tony Stark, because we all know Captain America can't be Captain America no more because his body can't handle it. I'd rather have the brains.
Okay.
You know.
All right, this next question's coming in from Facebook. Bless this soul. What is it like working with Tom Brady?
It's amazing. You know, when you have the preparation against him, it's difficult. When you get to see the preparation with him, it's life-changing. It's like, this is how you really act at this elite quarterback status. It's just a constant work. It's a constant knowledge of what's going on and getting to know everybody around you. It's something unique that you get to see and not most people will ever see. And if you get to experience it, you're just like, I understand why he's this good.
That's cool to hear because, you know, when you watch TV, everyone talks about Tom Brady's work ethic, but we don't get to see it in the day-to-day, and obviously it is true.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things is you grind it out, and when you see that person grinding it out also, you can understand why you put in that extra work.
All right, also from Facebook, what is your favorite food?
Sushi.
Oh, wow.
I get down on the sushi.
Where are you hitting up to go to sushi, and what kind is your favorite roll?
Here so far, I'm just going to Skipjack's.
Okay.
But my favorite sushi place is in Las Vegas called Osaka's in Little Chinatown. And anything that's on happy hour, I'm going.
That menu, you're in for that. Do you have another question, though? Yeah?
All right, so she said that, well, you are wearing J's. So are you a sneakerhead?
Yes and no.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It means I will just buy the shoe if it looks cool.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not going to take care of it like that.
Oh, wow.
But these are like a year old, 2 years old. I think I kept them pretty good, but most of my shoes are black for a reason.
You do realize that's sinning in the sneaker world.
It is.
It really is.
I don't care. I don't. You know, see my white shoes at home. They'd be like, oh. I'm like, yeah. You know, I get the toothbrush out one day. Try to clean them up.
Well, shout out to everybody checking in on Facebook. Another question for you. What kind of music are you into right now? Who are you listening to?
I mean, right now, oh, man. Right now, I'm listening to Childish Gambino. You know, he's very lyrical with his stuff, and he's actually enjoying the music and putting out good music. I'm all about lyrics and understanding it. If you're mumbling through your song, I'm not a big fan of it.
Right.
So I need to have a very lyrical artist.
Kendrick?
I can listen to Kendrick here and there.
Okay.
It's just Kendrick gets out there for me.
Yeah, he does.
He gets a little out there.
Any more questions?
Okay. Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I wanted to ask, what is your diet like in preparation for a game?
Diet? Oh, man. You know, you try to eat as much greens as you can. Greens and protein. Try to cut out most of the bread because all that does is really bloat. So it's everything that keeps your muscles a little bit healthier. A lot of water. I'm not a big juice or Gatorade drinker. I drink a lot of water. Get my electrolytes through another source. If I can be out there for 3 hours, do this performing at a high level.
I don't like the word diet. It scares me. Do you have a question, buddy? Okay.
Hello, I'm Taylor, and what advice would you have for us for pursuing our own careers? Any advice?
Yeah, never give up. You know, there's always going to be a downfall in everybody's path in life. You just can't take that as a, I'm going to quit. You have to take that as, hey, I'm going to continue to fight for whatever I believe in. And if you continue to fight, then nobody could tell you anything. And perfect example, nobody could tell me I couldn't do what I wanted to do. So I pursued my dream, and I'm living my dream. And every day is a challenge of how can I continue to get better at my dream with every negative thing that could surround me to make sure I surround myself with positive things.
Oh. Do you have a question? Anybody? No? Okay.
Don't now, get what are tattoos. You gonna do? Don't do tattoos.
Do not tattoo just one side of your body heavily.
Yes, be evenly out, you know.
Hi, my name is Malaika, and what's your most favorite place that you have visited?
Visited? Oh, man. The Vatican. I got to see the Vatican. I was in there. They say don't do photos and stuff like that.
They do say that. Did you sneak one?
Oh, yeah. 16th Chapel, you know, when they say don't do the photos, I'm over there with my phone, like, yeah, taking all these photos.
And the good thing is you're small. I'm sure no one noticed.
Nobody.
Nobody, yeah.
Nobody, because you got that one person with the big Kodak camera in the corner going like this, so you just got your cell phone, like, yeah, you'll never see me. I got away with a bunch of photos that looked all horrible.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for Mr. Lawrence Guy, our Facebook Live. Thanks for checking into Patch Chat. We will see you soon. One big round of applause again for Mr. Lawrence Guy.